1060 KGFX. It is 7:37 and time now for People in Your Neighborhood.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And today is Friday, which means that it is Peer Day. And Steve Harding was here last week. So today we have, instead of Steve Harding, we have Abby from, I'm assuming we're going to talk about the library.
We are.
Okay. How about that? Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what we have going on at Rollins Library. There is always a ton of stuff going on there.
We do have a lot of things going on at the library. So Monday, this coming Monday after school, we are going to have a Makerspace Monday, and we need the kids to help us decorate our Christmas tree. So we're going to see if they could help us make an ornament for the tree and then take an ornament home for their tree.
Well, how fun is that?
Yep, so that starts at 3:30 on Monday.
Okay.
And then if you're out and about this weekend or your kids are looking for new books, we do have some pretty fun new books for the kids, including the Little Sherlock Holmes Mystery Series and the Spy Society. So lots of new books for the kids. If you're out and about this weekend, you can check us out. We're open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today and tomorrow, and 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Now, there are lots of ways. One of my greatest regrets is I was never really, I don't know if it just didn't appeal to me or if I didn't train myself to do it, was never much of a reader as a kid.
Right.
But there are so many different formats that Rollins Library has that you can help kids out with.
Correct. So if you are a struggling reader, we have books that can help you that way. We have audiobooks that you can listen to on CD. We have audiobooks that you can listen to online. We also have several AWE computers, which engage in reading games to help your reading skill, so it makes reading easier. So you can stop in and hop on any of those computers to practice your reading skills. There's just so many different formats. We also have a lot of kids' magazines, so maybe you don't want to read a book, but you could pick up like a Highlights magazine.
Right.
And we have Look and Find, so it's not so many words, but there's lots of variations, so we can get you hooked on reading.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. This is not just for kids, too. It's for adults, too.
Right. We have readers all the way 100-plus that are reading in nursing homes and assisted living because it's great for your memory, and it helps with aging.
Right. So lots of tools.
Yes, lots of tools to get everyone engaged.
And lots of events. We're going to get back to the events that we're talking about here. A lot of stuff going on. What else you got coming up?
So every Tuesday night, we have an adult book club. It meets at 6 o'clock. And what's unique about the book club is they read a completely different type of book every month. So if you're just trying to figure out what it is you like, or if you want to try something different, the Tuesday night book club would be a good thing for you. And it's a good way to meet new people. And that meets almost every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. The other thing that we've got coming up on Wednesday the 22nd, the schools and Pierre and I think St. Joe's get out early for Thanksgiving. So they get out at 12:30. Yeah. So to cater to that, we're going to have a Thanksgiving turkey craft that you can make after school. So we're there for that on Wednesday. You'll find that we're closed on Thanksgiving Thursday and Thanksgiving Friday, but then we are open next Saturday. And the Friends of the Library are sponsoring a very small event because it's Thanksgiving weekend. We're not sure what the turnout would be, but they still want to serve the public. So they have these bags here that you can buy for $5, and then you can fill them with used books, whatever you can get in that bag. And that's next Saturday.
Wow.
Yep.
So, wow, you just got lots of stuff going on.
We do. We have lots of things. The other thing that you might not think about that we have is we have games and we have internet. So if you don't have internet at home, you can pop on by and use a computer for free, even if you don't have a card. Mm-hmm. And board games and DVDs and music. So when you're thinking about your weekend plans and you're trying to think, well, what should we do this weekend? We have many resources that you can use with your family over the weekend.
Well, there is just always something at Rollins Library. And it's one of the more, I don't want to use the word progressive, but it really is. You guys think out of the box at this library.
We try our best to serve everybody. And if there's something that you feel that you need or a resource that we don't have, just let us know and we'll do our best to get it for you.
All right. Okay. Anything else we want to cover?
No, thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
No problem. Once again, that is People in Your Neighborhood. Thanks to Abby for coming in here as We would love for you to take a part once again in all of the activities or whatever activities that you want to get more information on. Just check out things at Rollins Library. There's a lot of stuff that is always going on. People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate and by May Adam.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Peer or find us at LeeRealEstatePeer.com.